It can be difficult to make it as an artist, and it can be even harder when you've got young children. An arts group in Washington, D.C. is trying out a new way to support women artists who are also raising kids. Michaela Lafrak of WAMU reports.
The white walls of the Washington Project for the Arts are covered with crayon, paint, and little fingerprints. I'm getting a tour of the space from artist Amy Hughes Braden.
There's like some cushy beanbags and rugs on this like concrete floor. There's a rocking chair. There's a tiny little kids table. Then on the right-hand side, it's got walls built out to partition it off and be three separate artist studios.
This is Artist Mother Studio. Braden used about $20,000 in grant money to transform the Washington Project for the Arts office space into a 9-week-long artist residency and daycare with some big goals.
Like interested in changing the way society functions, if that doesn't sound too grandiose.
Here's how it works. Three women artists were selected to receive studio space and a small stipend. They bring in their kids to the studio each day and leave them with a caretaker while they do their work. Catherine Mann is one of the artists.
So until this, it was just me with the kids, and I was making my work during nap time or in the middle of the night.
Now she has her own studio space to work on her large-scale abstract paintings. On the other side of a curtain, her 1-year-old daughter naps, and her 3-year-old son draws pictures of mushrooms.
That one.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, it's this one.
Mann says she still can't really believe her luck.
Here's a stipend. Here's this beautiful studio. Here's labor and staff support. Here's this wonderful caretaker. I don't know. It sounds a little gushy, but that's how I feel.
This is the second time Braden's run Artist Mother Studio. She says part of her goal is to address the pressures working moms face that working dads don't.
It's just so sexist. Women artists get asked, oh, well, what are you going to do now that you have kids? Or, you know, nobody asks men these questions.
All three of the artists in the program say they have supportive partners, but they still end up doing most of the childcare. Leah Lewis says her fiancé makes more money than her, so she ends up spending more time with their 3-year-old son.
Before, I was kind of like cloistered in my little bubble that did not include any, you know, mom artists, so it's been really awesome. You don't feel like you're alone.
The third artist, Ann Smith, is a brand new mom, still breastfeeding her daughter. She says the other women in the program offer much needed support and advice.
And they would say, oh yeah, we know, it's going to be okay. You're doing great. And that's so, that really like heals the anxiety, you know.
Braden, the organizer, modeled the project off a similar one in Amsterdam. She hasn't heard of many other programs like it in the States. But she says there is a demand.
Everybody has a struggle to get to the studio. And the only way that I've been able to like be a parent myself, I have a 2-year-old, is with community and with people either like reaching out or me saying, I need help.
After the project ends this month, she says she's going to take a few months to regroup before starting another round. Ann Smith will start baby-proofing the studio she rents. Catherine Mann will go back to painting in her living room. And Leah Lewis will set up her supplies in her kitchen. For Here and Now, I'm Michaela Lafrak.